From the St. Louis Sports Commission studios, the hosts of the 2025 NCAA Frozen Four and ACHA National Championships, this is College Hockey Coast to Coast, brought to you by the NCHC and NCHC.TV. Subscribe to NCHC.TV for all of the action from the best conference in college hockey. The University of Georgia, building the foundations of something bigger. Go to UGAHockey.com to find out how you can be a part of it on and off the ice. Jets Pizza, we're not just pizza. Try our sidekicks, salads, and calzones at JetsPizza.com. Adrian College, championship aspirations on the ice and in the classroom. For more information, go to AdrianBulldogs.com/MHockeyD1. Caesars Entertainment Resorts and Casinos, from coast to coast and beyond. Wherever you need to be, Caesars has a destination that suits your style. Central Oklahoma University Hockey. Go to UCOHockey.com to follow the two-time ACHA national champions as they look to add that third championship banner to the rafters. The Spaghetti Shack. ASU alumni owned and operated at thespaghettishack.com. University of Mary. For tickets and schedule information, visit goumary.com. The Caesars Sportsbook app, where every play earns you Caesars rewards towards dining, tickets, VIP experiences, and more. But please, play responsibly. Jesse Ray's Barbecue in Las Vegas, award-winning barbecue for your next catered event at jesseraysbarbecue.com. College Hockey Coast to Coast from the St. Louis Sports Commission Studios is a part of the IceTimeHockeyWest.com network. Here are your hosts, Scott Strandy and Paul Hornstein.
All right, welcome in, hockey fans, to another edition, another episode of College Hockey Coast to Coast. Scott Strandy with you tonight, still in Temecula, California. Was hoping to be in Carlsbad tonight, but didn't work out. And we're still podcasting after midnight. Not a fan of that, but it is what it is. My co-host is always Paul Hornstein on Long Island, New York, in the big, beautiful palatial estate, which is now the command center. Paul, I am a little bit weary, a little bit cranky, a little bit irritated. So it's all your show tonight. Talk to you in a bit.
That makes two of us. Because I can't even tell. The crankiness is just...
I told you what my crankiness was. You explain yours.
Well, mine is my team's blowing a 3-0 lead, amongst other things. But
what was that, the Maple Leafs?
No, that oh. Well, that didn't help either. But
well, you said your favorite team. I thought maybe you're talking about the Maple Leafs.
No, and I gotta sit here and watch a losing baseball game and. I know it's not the end of the world, but it doesn't mean I can't be cranky about it.
Well, mine might be the end of the world, or at least I can see it from there. So,
well, you could see the ocean because, you know, you're on that beachfront property, baby.
Not anymore. Not anymore. In Temecula, 25 miles from the ocean, at the offices. Anyway.
Again, this is... geography that I have no idea. I mean, I know, but I don't know. I can't sit here and tell you that I have the map of California, Southern California, memorized. I can give you the big things, but I can't. I have no idea where the hell you are.
Well, if you know where San Diego is and you know where LA is, somewhere right. Halfway in between.
Okay. Well, I know where that is. I'm sure I've driven through it. Was a while ago, but I'm sure I've done it. So.
All right. I mean, well, for this, what are we doing tonight? Because I have no idea.
Well, again, I don't know. It's just a hodgepodge of things, I guess. I'm still trying to figure out why USA Hockey doesn't have the U18 World Championship roster on the website. Are they trying to hide it from people? I don't understand it. But that takes place. We're a couple of days away from that. Right. We didn't get to mention it last night, and I know it's not quite NCAA yet, but our buddy Nick Guerrero hired his coach over there at Tennessee State. And they kind of do it under the radar, or they're trying to. I'm sure they've got, and they've gotten a couple of players to commit for their, and whatever level they're going to do, whether it's AAU or ACHA, we're not sure yet, but there, you know, so we're looking forward to kind of seeing what happens there. I'm sure that we'll get Nick on at some point during the summer.
Yeah, I mean that's definitely something we got to talk about. So I will be reaching out to him to do whatever we can. So
yeah,
all right. Last night, we talked about the guys coming in to new teams. What do you think about talking about guys leaving teams?
Well, we had your boy there over at Wisconsin, Mike Hastings, you know, said goodbye to another player, William Whitelaw, transferred to Michigan. Whitelaw had double-digit goals for Wisconsin in his freshman year. So I don't know if that counts as hello or goodbye. I don't know. I mean, I don't.
What do you mean? You don't know if it's hello or goodbye if he's leaving in the portal. That's pretty much
a
goodbye.
Yeah, but he's also landing somewhere.
All right, fire away. Where's he landing? Don't just sit there and tease us. Where's he landing?
I said Michigan.
Oh, okay. I missed you. So he's staying in the Big Ten.
Right. Matt Romer, freshman forward for ASU, played in a handful of games. He went into the portal today. Lindenwood has lost a couple of players to the portal again in the last couple of days. As we wait to see officially what's going on there. There are still some, you know, some pretty decent names in the portal that, people are waiting to hear from, because that's how it's got to shake out, right? The more sought after players go where they're going to go first, and then it kind of goes from there. All right. What else did we get? There was something else.
And by the way, I'm listening. I'm just chomping on a roast beef sandwich because I haven't eaten anything today.
Well, yeah, no, I get it. I understand.
But carry on.
We talked last night about Trent Burnham going to Lindenwood. I mean, going to RIT to take Tommy Scarfone's place. It is kind of official. Jack Devine is going to be back in Denver for a senior year. That came out today.
I told you that was
happening. I didn't say you didn't say
it. Don't say we knew. You didn't know. I told you he's coming back.
Okay, so then we knew.
He's not happy. No, you didn't believe me.
Oh, I don't ever believe you, but that's that doesn't matter. I mean, and I will also say that so we'll see what happens there. Tomorrow's a big day. And I know we're going to talk about this.
What kind of big day?
Well, first of all, let's take a step back here a second.
It's after midnight. How can it be a big day?
Well, all right. it's
tomorrow. It's going to be a big day today.
Tuesday afternoon. Let's put okay. it. Can we say that then?
Remember, sure, we can do that.
Most people are going to listen to this already on a Tuesday or a Wednesday anyway.
Unless they wanted, a lot of people stayed up or got up early this morning to listen to Stephen and I. So there you go.
No, no, I get that.
That's worth something.
That's, you know, our buddy Statboy 2.0 is apparently, you know, trying to push Michael Weissman to get the schedule out. The worst part about that, of course, is they actually responded to him and said, "Can you wait till tomorrow?"
Okay. So
eventually, right? So eventually, they apparently it'll be about 1 o'clock Eastern time for that initial conference schedule to come out. I'm still sending Michael my thoughts and ideas.
What's that boy just all lined up for something? He's gonna travel or what?
Well, I'm sure he's looking for that.
Wants to make that trip to Nodak, to the Ralph.
Not if he was. I mean, is he going now or is he going to go in June? Because I'm not going in December.
He's going to go when the Sun Devils are playing the Fighting Hawks.
Sue, what? Well, that doesn't mean that. You know, that, well, the schedule is, we don't know yet. How do you know that that North Dakota is not going to travel to Tempe?
Yeah, I don't know that. We'll find out.
You don't know that. You don't know
that. I still got half a sandwich to eat, so we'll keep rambling.
Well,
Steven. Can I call you Steven?
So anyway, when that kind of dropped earlier this yesterday, earlier Monday. You know, I put out a thought, and because it just kind of hit me that now that we're a week past the Frozen Four, and they should do this, and they could do this every year, right? They line up a rotation. Week one, Conference A releases their league schedule. The next week, Conference B does it, and they can rotate it. So this week, you know, so every year, you know, you get a different league releasing their schedule a week, you know, in a week following the Frozen Four. So you crown your winner. You wait a week so that team can do its, you know, soak in its victory. All right, and that next week, one league puts out its conference schedule. The next week, another league does, and so forth and so on. And
you go again with this logic for NCAA. Haven't you not figured it out yet? There is no such thing as logic.
Well, listen, I get that because I'm following your words, which is about as illogical as it gets, okay, with the whole relevancy thing, right? And this week, and this way, every week there's news. You keep college hockey in the forefront.
Way to go. You and David, right? Carl will get along great.
Right? And then after you do the non-conference schedules, you can kind of work around how you want teams in the various leagues to release their non-league schedules. And that's another 6 weeks, so to speak. And, you know, if you want to do recruiting classes first, that this way, every week, there's something new to talk about in college hockey. Now, I know we can sit here and
you'd like that. Go back. I know you'd like that.
Well, it makes sense. I understand that that's the limitation of it. But you can do that. And of course, this would require cooperation.
What?
What? Cooperation.
Yeah, exactly. cooperation from. Ooh. By the way,
so
I just flipped on my ESPN app, and the Golden Knights are leading the Stars 4-3.
Well, it was 4-2. I don't know. You know, I'm done with
5 minutes and 11 seconds to go in the third. The Golden Knights with Mark Stone back in the lineup, baby.
It's a miraculous recovery.
He is healthy.
That is a miraculous recovery, baby.
And the Edmonton Oilers up 4-2 at the end of the second against the Kings.
Well,
and the Maple Leafs, a final over the Bruins. Go, Maple Leafs. Go, Maple Leafs.
Jeff's not going to be happy with you saying that.
I'm telling you. Anyway, Austin Matthews.
I got to sit here.
So does Matthew Nice, the former Minnesota Golden Gopher.
Get back
to college.
All right. So now, like I said, people could sit down and we figure out how to rotate this. So each week there's new news to talk about. All right. And when I put this out there, I admittedly said, listen, as somebody who does college hockey podcasts, this would be a good way for the game to stay in the forefront in the off season. All right. Give people something to talk about on a regular basis, on a week by week basis. And like I said, people can figure it out how they want to do the rotation. Maybe you do the league schedules and maybe you do, I assume, by the beginning of June or the second week of June, most schools will know what their recruiting class is for the year. Now, that doesn't mean there wouldn't ever be changes. All right. So again, have a rotation of who releases their recruit list. Guys that are coming in. So again, people can talk about it.
There again, here comes the logic. And you ever heard this Toby Keith song? It's all about me.
Well, it is all about me. So
well, that's exactly why you're not getting any cooperation. We will, at a conference, we will release it when we want to release it. Remember the Big Ten? A year or two back, didn't release their schedule till like forever. Even the Big Ten lovers were screaming at them, going like, tell us when you're playing games, please.
Well, no, I get that. I understand that.
So,
I didn't say it was.
You got no chance with your idea. None whatsoever.
Well, that doesn't mean I can't put it out there.
No, well, you can put it out there, but you got no chance.
You know, I mean, again, as I said to somebody else.
Wait a minute. You talked to somebody else? There must have been some sort of error.
Well, there was, but again.
And by the way, where did you get this Matt Davis, Jack Devine, or Jack Devine stuff? I don't see anything on the official Denver Hockey Twitter account or X account. I don't see anything on there. Where did you hear about this?
Where did I see it? I saw it on Twitter somewhere.
Is this true?
I saw it on Twitter somewhere. I have to look now, so you're going to make me do extra work.
Ramble on. I got to finish. I still got more roast beef.
Yeah, I know. I get it. We're sitting there, and again, if you do that, then again, it stays in the forefront. I mean, we all want to know the players that our schools are bringing in. Doesn't mean we'll know necessarily about them, so to speak. Because again, you know, we don't really know. We're just guessing. You know, we'll look up stats and we'll talk about them, and maybe we can find somebody who knows something about a couple of the players. But we still like to know the names. You know, guys want like to play with lineups.
I already beat you to it.
Huh?
Brad Elliott Schlossman tweeted out 1 hour ago, Jack Devine, who tallied 27 goals and 56 points.
Okay, so
has decided to return for senior season. He's
a pretty good source.
Pick of the Florida Panthers. So here we go. And you know what the Florida Panthers said just before the start of the Frozen Four? Good luck to our guy. He's our guy, Jack Devine.
Right, which we said last night, by the way.
Yeah, he's our guy, though. You know that, right? Only he's not going to come and play for our team. But he's our guy, so it's all good.
Well, he had nothing to lose.
Except
right?
Jack
but,
Devine.
Well, yeah, I mean, but I did say, I did see it. I wasn't crazy.
No, you did see it. You were just looking at Brad Schlossman's page, and that's why I went there right away, because I figured that's where it would be coming from.
Well, I don't deny that.
Anyway.
Right?
Go ahead,
so,
finish what you're saying.
Again, this would require the craziness of cooperation. And as we know from the media events of the Frozen Four weekend, that is just never going to happen. Doesn't mean I'm not going to bring it up. Doesn't mean that I'm not going to keep pushing it, just like I pushed my idea of the home ice postseason. AQs 1-6, top two at large, 7-8, best of three. And then I still think the second round should be best of three going into the Frozen Four. But, you know, if you want to debate whether that second round should be one and done, we can do that too. But again, on home ices. Because there's no doubt that those would be full buildings. And, you know, so I'm going to, you know, I keep pushing that. That and nothing's going to stop me. I'm just going to keep doing it until they do it.
Yeah. Well, you're going to keep doing it for a long time. Anyway.
Well, listen, I got David Carl on my side.
Yeah, well, that and $5 will leave you with $5 in your pocket.
Well, you know, it is what it is. But these are all ideas to make college hockey be able to grow. Just like, you know, and heck, we can add an extra round if you want to make a 20-team postseason tournament. We can do that too. You know, three league bids and one to the highest ranked independent.
No, we got to have an independent tournament. I believe
however you want to do it.
Some really smart hockey person suggested you have an independent tournament for that spot.
Really? I know him?
Oh, you? I think you do. Really intelligent hockey person would answer to that.
Who is this person? Maybe I don't.
Anyway.
Maybe I do know. Maybe I don't.
Okay, so that's all good stuff. Now let's get back to this Lindenwood thing. I'm a bit nervous because I texted Jason Coomer when he said we've got our guy. Just going through the process, I said, hey, when can we get him on? And he goes, oh boy, well, as soon as he gets through the HR process. Well, that HR process has taken some time. So I'm nervous. I hope I'm wrong. But usually, when that's the only thing left, that's kind of a formality. It's usually been a lot done in the talkings up to that point. So I'm a little nervous. I am. He's a pretty big name, looking to lead the Lindenwood program. And I just, I'm nervous. That's all I'm going to say. Well, I'm nervous.
I get it. I'm with you on that. I don't know the process that they're going through. I don't know what they're looking at. We're not going to sit here and say that it's a perfect record. I guess they're just doing more investigation as to what happened. But, not being there, I don't want to speculate.
Well, I'll only speculate on one thing, and I hope this isn't it. I hope it's not about money. I hope it's not about still trying to negotiate a deal, because that could be a problem. And
I hope not.
I'm hoping we get word soon that they've made their hire and that he's available to talk, because we talked about it last night. They don't have anybody coming into them from the portal. I mean, it's getting late now. I know there's still a bunch of guys in the portal. There's
a lot of guys.
But let's be honest, Paul. The best players, the cream of the crop, the guys that make a difference, are already picked. They're already gone.
Oh, yeah. Listen, we know that. And we know there's a pecking order.
They're the final. Vegas Golden Knights 4, Dallas 3.
Well, at least somebody's happy.
Steven. Off the charts happy.
At least
somebody. Except now he probably won't get to go to Dallas for a game 5 because maybe there won't be one.
Well,
I said, why do you want to go in a game 5? He said, well, with the Golden Knights playing the way they have lately, I don't know if they're going to be able to continue on and defend their cup. So I just want to make – and I haven't been to Dallas, so it would be a good time to go see Dallas.
Oh, what are you going to do? What is he going to do? He's going to go there and sit in a hotel room between game before the game. What is he going to do?
I know. Anyway, I gave him a bad time about it. But anyway, congratulations to the Golden Knights. And yeah. I guess Mark Stone and William Carrier took a huge blast from the Dallas fans. A little uneasiness, unhappiness with the fact that they came back. Yeah, our good friend Tanner told me about that on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And then to lose on top of it, that's not good.
Well, yeah, what are you going to do? I mean, it is what it is. I don't hear anybody except maybe for, in the general public, in the hockey public, screaming to have that change. Because it certainly doesn't seem like people in the NHL are all that interested in changing it. But I guess we'll find out when the next CBA is announced, whenever that is. I don't want to sit here and say when that is because I don't know when the contract expires. But it doesn't seem like anybody's interested in changing it. So...
totally agree with you. And speaking of Lindenwood, I just saw this on their Twitter account. Or actually, a gentleman by the name of Henry Graham said, super excited to announce my commitment to Lindenwood Hockey next year. Can't wait to get started.
Yeah, well, again, obviously there are things going on behind the scenes.
Do you happen to know what team he played for last year, Paul?
I'm going to look. Well, I'm trying to find what you just saw.
I'll give you a little hint. It's under, Henny G32 is his handle. Henny G32. And, he also has listed at Terrier Hockey underneath.
I saw that post. I do remember seeing it. If you're asking me when you hear Terrier Hockey, does that mean BU? But I don't know.
It does mean that is their official handle. And there are pictures of him with different people from BU.
Okay, well, the spreadsheet for the transfer portal doesn't have him listed as going to Lindenwood yet, but I mean, if it's his, well,
this is his account.
Twitter account.
And by the way, he's
a goalie.
He's walking his Twitter picture. He's walking off an airplane wearing a BU jacket with BU players, but his heading on his Twitter account is UMass players.
I saw that too. I did see
so,
that.
I'm not sure what his whole connection is. We'll have to find that out. But
I don't know.
As
maybe,
I was saying, Lindenwood is looking for players. And look out. They may have found at least one.
Well,
that's,
you
can't,
know.
That can't be all bad, right?
Well, listen, he's from Manhattan, so that's...
And can I tell you something else?
Yeah.
Apparently the NCHC release of the schedule is truly factual, because the one and only Craig Morgan said the best conference in college hockey will release its full schedule tomorrow.
Okay, but we already said that.
Yeah, you got to believe that.
I believe it because I saw it from the person releasing the schedule.
Yeah, so did he, apparently.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't be so harsh.
Anyway. Well, again, as we sit here, I'm sitting here trying to guess. I'm sitting here trying to guess who will be that first opponent. Sitting here trying to guess who's going to be that first home game. Now, we'll say this now, and obviously we'll talk about it on our next podcast.
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. By the way, we're coming close to 1,000 episodes, by the way.
I know we are.
The schedule, the conference schedule for this year, was made a while ago. We know that they're already working on next year's league schedule, if they haven't finished that yet. Okay, this wasn't done, 2 weeks ago. This was done a while ago. And we know that they had, at some point, probably had two different schedules made up. One with 8 teams and one with 9.
But do they have 9 stars?
Well, we're working on that.
Yeah, not happening.
We're working on that. We're going to take one of those. We're going to take the hockey stick and make it a pitchfork. It'll be all good.
I think Heather Weems and Michael Weissman have something to say about that, by the way.
I'm sure that they will soon see the error of their ways.
Oh, okay. Let's save your little tukus, as you like to say, and let's do a quick break here, and then we'll come back, because right now you're putting yourself in a big hole.
Wow. Listen, I'm not saying anything I haven't said. Well, no, hold on. All right, we'll take the break, and then I'll come back and say what I was going to say.
Say it. Get it out right now in case you're in real trouble.
What? That I'm not saying anything now that I haven't said with Michael on the show?
No, just go ahead. Finish up what you're saying.
That's what I said. That's what I was going to say.
Okay, all good. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
It's time to drop the puck on the nation's best college hockey conference. We bring you closer to the action all season long with access to exclusive on-demand content and more than 140 live games. Catch every big goal and clutch save. When you can't be there, we have you covered here. Stream on your phone, computer, or straight to your TV, and don't miss a moment from your favorite team. Subscribe now to watch the best in college hockey at NCHC.TV. If it's NCHC hockey, it's on NCHC.TV.
The St. Louis Sports Commission invites you to become part of the legacy of the heartland of hockey as they and the city of St. Louis host 2025 NCAA Frozen Four and ACHA National Championships. From the Stanley Cup to college champions to an exploding youth hockey community, St. Louis hockey has a long storied tradition. Find out how you can be a part of it by visiting us at www.stlsports.org. The St. Louis Sports Commission, making St. Louis a better place to live, visit, work, or play through sports.
Passion, talent, development. NCAA hockey offers all that, and its players graduate at a 93% rate. Trevor Zegras.
And they score on the lacrosse move.
Gensel.
Banks it towards the goalie. Score.
Kale McCarr. He scores.
Stars on campus before the NHL stage. Whether you're a fan or a player, nothing compares to college hockey.
My goodness gracious.
CollegeHockeyInc.com and follow at College Hockey.
After a hard day at work or a long week, what's better than good comfort food to put you at ease? At the Spaghetti Shack, we say the answer is comfort food that's made by somebody else. The Spaghetti Shack has taken spaghetti and meatballs, the classic Italian comfort food, to a portable level. ASU alumni owned and operated the Spaghetti Shack has three locations at 6340 South Rural Road in Tempe, the ASU location at 922 East Apache Road, and 952 West White Mountain Road in Pine Top. For lunch, dinner, or catering as well, call us at 480-687-2485 or order online at thespaghettishack.com. From the St. Louis Sports Commission Studios, hosts of the 2025 NCAA Frozen Four and ACHA National Championships, this is College Hockey Coast to Coast.
Indeed it is, College Hockey Coast to Coast podcast team after dark, one more night. Hopefully this will be the end of it, though, because I don't like this. I don't like this starting so late, and I don't like keeping my co-host up into the next day. So, no, but hopefully we got this under control, but Scott Strandy with you in Temecula, California today, and my co-host is always from the Command Center out on Long Island, New York, Paul Hornstein.
I'm not with you at the Command Center. What are you talking about?
I'm not. No, I said the Command Center on Long Island.
Well, because I've seen you. I've seen the real Command Center.
But yours is in the basement of the Palatial Estate. They put you in the basement for protection, by the way. I found that out the other day. It's kind of like Secret Service protection. They put the big stars in the basement just for added protection.
Well, considering I have no idea where you're talking about where this estate is.
I might be a little slap happy at this time of night.
Okay, first of all, we always do it after dark because the sun goes down. Okay. We don't normally do this during the day.
Okay.
We have on occasion interviewed some people during the day.
Right. Okay.
But,
okay. Okay. You got something
said,
more
that,
here?
That, wait, that being said, again.
College Hockey Coast to Coast Road. What do you got?
Then again, like I said, well, see, and I realize that, you know, we try to spread it out. But, again, tomorrow's a big day, or Tuesday's a big day. Who is ASU going to play in their first league game? We know they have to play 8 games against Denver and CC. Are they sending ASU for the banner raising at Magnus to open up the conference season? Maybe they're
sending them to Kalamazoo.
No, listen, if you're going to go to Kalamazoo, I guess that would be the time to do it. You know, it'll still be relatively warm out. I know you'll be there for that.
Nope, you can count me out on that one.
I know those are your guys right there. You love the lunatics.
No, that's not happening. You will not catch me in that barn. Sorry.
You love the Lawson lunatics. No?
Okay, I go around the country. I'll go around the country in a lot of barns.
Right.
But I'm not interested in that one. Just not. I don't feel safe. Period.
Really? What's the matter? You know, not enough pom-poms? Listen, if they're
not enough body armor.
Well, but you could carry black and gold pom-poms and pretend. No?
Nope. Still eating my roast beef. We should have a partnership, by the way, with Arby's. They make really good roast beef sandwiches. So,
well, I wish they had one around here because I would get one once in a while.
Anyway, you got any more to talk about, or you want me to jump in with the college hockey coast to coast? Because I think what we need to do is talk about some of the teams out east.
Yeah, we don't know
that
what
gained some players in their locker rooms.
Well, again,
we know a bunch left. We know a lot left from BU and BC. There were a lot of players that signed professional contracts.
Right. Well,
who are they going to bring in? Who's coming in to replenish the shelves, as we shall say? Something like that.
You know, I mean, listen.
By the way, our own Stephen Marsh just sent you a message.
Really?
Did through it? Me.
I don't pay any
through
attention
me.
To him.
Through me. Through me. He said 15 more wins to go for VGK. I knew that would get you. I knew it would.
Well.
Good thing it's late night, so maybe we can, or is that going to be a nightmare that's going to keep you awake?
No, I'll be asleep.
Your landlord doing some damage.
Well, tell him to chop a few bucks off my mortgage and make me even happier.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Why not? I mean, in terms of these guys leaving,
I want to talk about guys that were picked up, Paul, okay. In the East, in Hockey East. I don't see many. I see Brady Berard coming from Providence to BC. I see Matt Capone. Sorry about that. There's two P's and one O. Anyway, Braden Engham, a senior from Lowell, coming over. But that's all Boston University has announced. Do they have that good of a recruiting class that they just don't need to dip in there at all?
Well, if you're BU and BC and a couple of other programs, they're kind of in that Denver mode where, you have guys coming in to your roster. Okay. For example, if you are Boston College, right, and most of your guys are staying, by the way. Most of your freshman class from this year, which made it to the championship game, guys like Will Smith and Ryan Leonard and so forth and so on. The only one that might leave is Smith.
Paul, Ryan Leonard would like to get one more crack at Matt Davis after the save of the century, maybe the save of the season.
Well, again, the only one that seems to be in danger, quote unquote, of leaving would be Will Smith, and that's because he's going to be a top six forward in the NHL next year if he goes.
Yeah, I get it. I just saw this.
They have guys.
I just saw this from UMass. They picked up defenseman Lucas Olvestad of DU, national champions. It's a pretty good pickup.
That's a solid pickup for them. Denver doesn't usually get whacked one way or the other with the portal, but they're a little more in it this year. Again, usually David Carl knows. Right? As he has said on many occasions, we kind of know who's coming and who's not. Right? You're going to sit here and
I'm listening. I'm just chewing my roast beef. So
I know you are. I know. Yeah, I get it. But again, even and if you're BU, right, and as we talk about them, you know, they did have some guys sign, like Lane Hudson did sign with the Canadians. But they're not losing a whole lot. I mean, they're going to lose Macklin Celebrini because he's going to be the number one pick, and there's no way. You know, how many Owen Powers are there, you know, are there? Where they stay an extra year even though they were the number one pick. And we know that, you know, Buffalo did a lot of losing that year too. So, you know, so I'm sure they had as much to say about the decision as anybody else. Right? But you know, when you're BU, you've also got another Hudson brother coming in. Right? And I'm sure if we sat here and looked these guys up, I mean.
How many Hudsons are there?
I don't know. It just seems like.
Are there more Hudsons? Or are there more, who am I thinking about from the Hughes? No, oh. Hughes. Sutters are going too, but Hughes. Hudson's or Sutter's. I don't think anybody catches Sutter's ever.
Well, no, that's you're not getting six players. You're not. That was nuts. That is DNA wise virtually impossible. But but it happened, right?
Yeah. Well, three Hudson's would be pretty good. How many Hughes? Three or four of them too, right?
Yeah, I don't think they're. I think most of them are related. I don't think they all are related.
Who?
The Hughes.
There's three of them.
There's Jack Quinn and Luke.
Those three are brothers.
Yes. There was another Hughes that was in the end, but he's not related.
Yeah. All right. Well, we digress, but anyway.
That's what we do on this program.
I got to get back into this again, too. You talked last night about a few guys that are in the portal that haven't been picked up yet. Are you surprised at all that Peyton Matsui from Alaska Fairbanks has not been picked up? Or Jeremy Wilmer from BU?
Yes. Luke Robinson from Air Force.
I think Luke's a different story, though.
I'm saying unless he doesn't want to play.
Yeah, but I don't think he is. I think he's pretty much done. I think that's what he said in a roundabout fashion when he got the Hockey Humanitarian Award.
I'm surprised that Arvils Bermanis has not been picked up yet.
Yeah, me too.
You know, we know that Jackson Niedermeyer is going to Bowling Green, and they're bringing in a couple of guys from the portal. But we haven't heard about his brother Josh yet. Maybe he ends up going back to ASU. Who knows? You know, as you sit here and you go through the list.
So let me ask you this. What do you think is going to be more important, if you will, down the rest of the way for portal, defensemen or forwards? Because I look at some pretty good group of defensemen here, too, that I can't believe is still out there. I mean, your boy Cade from Arizona State, I think he's still a pretty good player and could play somewhere. Well, he's still in the portal.
Still there, yeah. You know, as like I said, as we sit there and look, you know, he got a championship ring, right? But Tristan Lemaire, who scored a goal in that championship game, still out there.
Yep.
We don't know really what he could be offensively because he's behind all those other players. But he obviously wants to play more.
Let me give you another one. Carson Kosabat, the one-time Sun Devil, became a Seawolf.
Yeah.
Now he's still out there.
Yeah, okay.
Right, how about Blake Dangos? You know anything about Blake Dangos?
Well, he went back into Portal, right? This is like his second time in there.
Yeah. I just wonder when it's going to all hit people where they go, you know what? I'm done. I'm not going to do this anymore. It's ridiculous.
What, the grass is not greener?
Yes. Yes, exactly. Zach Stastny.
Yeah, pretty decent goalie. Again,
he is a senior, so it'd be a grad transfer type thing.
Right. I exempt goaltenders from this.
Okay. Even Henry Graham, he was a goaltender going to Lindenwood.
Yeah. I exempt goalies from this because, there's only one net. Only one guy can really play.
Yep. What about your boy Hank Levy?
Well, I'm sure he'll go somewhere.
Okay. Just checking.
All right. Just checking. I'm kind of curious. Austin Swankler, who started out at Bowling Green and ended up at Michigan Tech, back in the portal.
How about this name? This one I talked with Rico Blasi about. Cameron Recchi, leaving St. Thomas, or at least is in the portal from St. Thomas. Anyway. Does that surprise you at all?
I don't know. I don't know what they have coming in.
When I see a former NHLer's son in the portal, I wonder. I wonder what the issue is. It's just normal, isn't it?
I still would say that playing time is always the first box to check.
Okay.
These guys want to play.
Yeah.
I would wonder about, unless they're a senior and it's a grad transfer, the guys that have transferred twice.
I told you that. Transfer twice, it's on you now. It's not the teams that you were at.
No. And you're gonna sit here and again I also have to give it time to settle down, right? I mean, because now that the COVID stuff is done, what's it going to be like next year?
Well, it has to settle down because there's just going to be too many guys that aren't going to have lockers now because there are only 64 teams still. And you have way too many people switching places here. And there can't possibly be that many open spaces. There can't be.
No, there's not. And I think you see by the number of players that haven't committed yet that it hasn't settled down. And eventually it has to. Because eventually the coaches will figure it out.
Well, unless they keep bringing the guys like Macklin Celebrini that are automatics, one and done.
that's not the same thing, though. I mean, come on.
I'm just saying that you got to replace bodies. If you bring in hot talent that's only going to be around a year or two, then you might have to go looking for that. But I agree. I think the coaches are going to have the upper hand on this one. And we'll start to control the portal pretty well. Because like I told you before, I bet there's a lot of coaches that are sitting in living rooms, maybe even right now, going around the country telling people like, Okay, so you want to come play for me? Well, here's the ground rules. I can't make you do anything, but I'm going to make your life miserable if you do something.
Well, what?
Because they can do that. What does that mean? That means if you commit to me, you're here for however long we talk about. You know, if you're an NHL prospect and you say 2 years is what we agree upon, then you're staying for 2 years. If it's 3 years, it's 3 years. If you're just going to come and play college hockey for 4 years, I'm not going to waste my time on you if you're not going to commit to me for 4 years. So what that basically means is if you decide, the end of the second year that you just want to go somewhere else and especially go within the conference that you're in, I think there'll be some behind-the-scenes misery applied. Can I put it that way?
Yeah, you could. I mean, the problem is everybody's case is different.
I get it. And I'm not talking about that. I'm talking, if the case is you have a sickness, whatever, but if you just say, I want more playing time and I'm not getting it here. I don't know. If I'm a coach and I want you and I've had this conversation, as I said, about players at Air Force where they've been there for 2 years, they've gotten better.
Right.
And then they up and leave and go and they stay within the conference. You know not only the secrets, but you know who trained you. And I think coaches are going to start stepping on a little bit. Paul, when I was in college, it was like you didn't have really an option, no matter what.
That was the dark ages when you and I were in school.
Yeah, I know. But what I'm saying is it can't go that crazy. I mean, I know coaches that would be rolling over right now going like, are you kidding me? Because I remember the recruiting process, and I remember what it was like. And it was like, man, you had to be bought in. They wanted you bought in 100%. If you were going to be, and I'll use Arizona State, if you're going to be a Sun Devil, they wanted you to be a Sun Devil. They didn't want you to be a Sun Devil part way and Michigan State Spartan part way and a Lindenwood Lion part way. No. If we recruit you and you say yes and you come in, then we want you to fulfill your commitment. Just like here's the deal though. If coaches decide halfway through that they want to find somebody else, okay, works both ways. But I think the portal right now is putting a lot of pressure on players to conform to the teams that they say yes to. Make sense?
I think there's going to be some, like I said.
Say I'm right. Just go ahead and say you're right.
I'm going to say that the pendulum has to swing back towards the middle somewhere.
Yeah. You can go ahead and say I'm right. That's kind of what I was getting at.
No, I can't. That's not happening.
Sure, a lot of people say I'm right.
Really? Who besides you?
just go look at all the comments I've made in the past. Have I been right? Yeah, pretty much.
No comment.
Anyway, tomorrow, a huge day, as you mentioned, with the NCHC bringing out their schedule. It's going to take us the entire schedule. show to go through this. The league schedule. And who knows? Maybe we'll big up somebody that wants to comment on it. So I'll do my best tomorrow and see if I can rope somebody into the show just to give their insight as to what they think. Who knows? It might be Stat Boy.
Well, let's not get crazy, Stat Boy 2.0. Let's not get nuts.
Where did this 2.0 come from?
Because somebody else used it.
Oh, you can't. Stat Boy 2.0. Okay, I like it. Anyway, he did some digging today. He forced Michael's hand, I bet.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Oh, okay. Anyway. It'll be interesting. There's so many new things. Not just from Arizona State, but remember, the defending national champions are in that conference as well.
I am aware.
And so are the North Dakota Fighting Hawks.
Sue, what? I'm sorry, you said Fighting what?
Hawks.
Sue, what?
Anyway. Tomorrow night will be a fun show. We will try to start it on time. I will try to get settled in well before showtime, but
good luck with that.
Who knows? Yeah, good luck with that is always true. So, all right, take it away, my friend.
From the St. Louis Sports Commission Studios, hosts of the 2025 NCAA Frozen Four and ACHA National Championships, this has been College Hockey Coast to Coast. Brought to you by Jesse Ray's Barbecue at 308 North Boulder Highway in Henderson, where our food can be summed up in one word, perfection. Liberty University, strengthening your faith and your game at the premier ACHA M1 program on the East Coast at liberty.edu. The Caesars Sportsbook app, a proud partner of the NHL. College Hockey, Inc., your NCAA hockey resource. The Spaghetti Shack, classic Italian comfort food quickly, with two locations in Tempe and one in Pine Top. Lunch, dinner, or your next catered event at thespaghettishack.com. Caesars Entertainment Resorts Casinos, where the action is from the Atlantic to the Pacific and around the world. And by FedEx, deliveries made easy no matter where you are. The official delivery company of Ice Time Hockey West. College Hockey Coast to Coast and all the Ice Time Hockey West podcasts are live every week on the Podbean app or for download at your favorite podcast platform by searching, subscribing to ITHSW Podcasts, all one word. It's ITHSW Podcasts, all one word. If you like what you hear, tell a friend or leave a positive review. College Hockey Coast to Coast from the St. Louis Sports Commission Studios is a part of the IceTimeHockeyWest.com network.
Very well done, my friend. We will say good night from the St. Louis Sports Commission Studios on the road and from the Command Center on Long Island, New York, with a little Roger Klein, the Peacemakers. Hello, New Day. Good night, everybody.
Good night.